Hi, this is Charles Dunaway, WFRI News, and I'm here with Godfrey Simmons, who is the artistic director of the Civic Ensemble here in Ithaca. How you doing, Godfrey?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good, good.
Good.
So your group and I believe some others are working on a production this week that's kind of unusual. And why don't you give us a description of what's going to happen?
Yeah, well, so we're doing... It's a reading. It's an international theater action, actually, and it's called After Orlando. It basically looks at, it's basically kind of an international theater action in response to the Orlando nightclub, the Pulse nightclub shootings that happened this past summer. It was organized, the whole International Theater Action was organized by No Passport Theater Alliance and Press. That's Caridad Svich, an Obie Award-winning playwright, and Missing Bolts Productions. And so there are several theaters throughout the country and throughout the world that between mid-September and the first week in December are doing readings of short plays written by, basically some of the best playwrights in the world. Very, very short plays that deal with the Orlando nightclub shooting. It might deal with survivors. It might deal with people who died. It might somehow, deal with people who are looking at it and thinking about it. A lot of the pieces, and it's like, I think close to 100 plays. A lot of the short plays deal with the LGBTQ community, since that was a community that was really hit hard. Deals with the Latinx LGBTQ community, which was really hit hard with the shooting, and just purely Latino issues. So it really. It's in kind of an interesting cross section of things that it deals with. So here in Ithaca, Civic Ensemble is working with Teatro Taller from Ed Cornell, which is the Latinx theater group at Cornell, and Cultura Ithaca, and which is run by Carolina Osorio Gil. And we're working with those groups and presenting this this week. So it's going to be Wednesday, November 9th, and Thursday, November 10th. November 9th is going to be downtown at the Kava Bar, at the Sacred Root Kava Bar. And on the 10th is going to be up at Cornell in the Film Forum of the Schwartz Performing Arts Center.
This is a reading, and you said it's a number of short plays. Maybe you can give us an idea of, first of all, who's going to be doing the reading here in Ithaca, and a couple of ideas to give us some clue about what the plays are.
Yeah, well, there's several. Yeah, we've got, there are a few people who've worked with us before, worked with Civic Ensemble before. They're students from Cornell, students from Ithaca College. In terms of names, Sarah K. Chalmers, who's one of the co-founders of Civic Ensemble. She's going to be appearing in a few of the plays. Sylvia Intima, who appeared in our production of All Guys Chilling Got Wings and in On the Corner, which is our last community-based play. She's going to be involved in it. Catalina, who I mentioned before, she's directing some. Irving Torres, he's going to be in it. He was in our production of All Guys Chilling Got Wings as well, and he's a student at Cornell. He's done a lot of work with Civic Ensemble. We've got like a great kind of group of people. I haven't named everybody, right. But I haven't done the cavalcade of names.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit about one or two of the plays, at least. Now, there are 10 that you're going to do?
Yeah, there are 10 plays, and wow, they run the gamut. It's hard to kind of say, like, what it's hard to say what the plays are about because they're so quick that like when you say what it's about, you've kind of like, you know, like it's over. It's over. Exactly. You know what I mean? For example, you know, there's one, you know, there's one that is like, you know, the mother of somebody who was, you know, a part of the shooting, like a mother, mm-hmm. like if there's a mother character who's trying to figure out the meaning of this thing. Right. And that's like a short monologue. It's, you know, it's a couple minutes, three minutes, 4 minute monologue, but it's like, she's trying to figure that out. You know, there's one that deals with the cops or the people who were kind of going through the bodies to mm-hmm. see like who's alive and who's not. And, you know, there's a couple that deal with, you know, two Latino men who are lovers and trying to deal with, you know, machismo and mm-hmm. whether or not they're going to be upfront about it and not. And there's that right. tension mm-hmm. between the two. But it's framed by, again, all the pieces are kind of haunted, framed, somehow glancing off of the Pulse nightclub shooting. So maybe it happens like mm-hmm. before the shooting, and then like one of them is affected by it. Maybe it's, you know, kind of like an aftermath. And they're not all realistic. And like I say, most of them probably aren't. There's like some absurd stuff, like absurd situations. There's some that are really wildly theatrical in terms of the imagination of the playwright. Yeah, so there's a mm-hmm. there's a good cross section of voices, men, you know, women, men, Latino, yeah. you know, Asian mm-hmm. voices. Yeah, it's just,
you know, and I think maybe some of our listeners may not have been to a play reading as opposed yeah. to a performance, and yeah. maybe you can just give us some idea of what they would expect to see up on the stage.
So basically a reading generally, it depends on, you know, there are different kinds of readings, but, you know, a reading is script in hand, right? It means that right. you're, they're reading from the script. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you'll have some readings are very highly staged. So really people might actually be moving around the stage with a script in their hand, you know, mm-hmm. Talking to each other, creating relationships. What we're probably going to be doing is just going to be mostly music stands. So there'll be music stands and people will be reading from the, because it's really about the words and it's about the experience of kind of sharing this moment, kind of going back to that mm-hmm. moment and thinking about where you were, where you heard about it, you know, who you knew that might have been affected by it, how it's about, more about the experience. They, mm-hmm. And in fact, you know, one could perform these plays full out, obviously, but it's stipulated with the theater action, the International Theater Action, that we're not allowed to do full productions of these. It's actually very, very strict about it. It has to be a reading, mm-hmm. At least for this. Now, after the theater action is over, well, you know, you can license these plays, you know, from the playwright sure. and yeah. license these, you know, the plays and do them, you know what I mean? Actually perform them, you know, without a script and all that stuff. But you have to kind of do it with the script in hand
right.
during this kind of 2 month period. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that was so that people could, so that it wasn't too onerous for theater seasons, right? If you've got a bunch of productions happening and, you know, you want to get people to do this theater action and kind of fit it into their stuff, you make it easy for them by doing right. a reading, right?
Right.
And kind of like lessening that expectation of this finished product. But I do think there's something about the idea of reading it that it just, it makes it about the words and it really makes it about the experience and the communal aspect. You know, we're not performing this for you. It's not about, I mean, mm-hmm. it will be a performance, but really it's about coming together around this event.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. Sounds like it could be a very powerful evening.
Yeah. We think it will be. The pieces are powerful. The people that we have performing it are powerful. We've got a great cross section of people in the from the city of Ithaca performing in it, and there's going to be a panel on November 10th. The one on Thursday is going to be a panel afterward with Sarah Warner and Karen Jaime from the PMA department, the Performing and Media Arts department at Cornell. And at Sacred Root, there's going to be a little dance party afterward.
Uh-huh.
So that could be fun.
Yeah.
Not loud, not too, we'll get too loud, but it'd be a neat little, we'll try to groove a little bit after, a quick kind of post-show conversation, we'll have Cruz Colon will be there doing some DJ stuff. So that'll be great.
Nice.
On Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Before we close, and we're almost out of time, maybe you can also plug your next Civic Ensemble full production that'll be coming up.
We're doing a... a variation on Christmas Carol that's coming up. It's going to be at the History Center December 15th through the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And very excited. It's conceived and directed by Freddie Villano. We did a version of this last year, and it's going to keep on kind of growing and changing.
Mm-hmm.
The name of it is the name of it is Bah Humbug, a Reiner's Christmas Carol, basically
as Reiner's as in the people who used Reiner's, to live in the
yes,
West End of Ithaca.
Exactly. And so we're gonna try to bring in a little bit of that. We're really excited about it. It's gonna be done in the Commedia dell'arte style, which is with half masks and archetypal characters and kind of matching that up with the Reiners. And the Reiners were around. They were, in Ithaca. I think they were contemporaries of Dickens.
Great. And just to get back for our listeners who want to take in After Orlando, it's going to be Wednesday, November 9th mm-hmm. at the Sacred Root Cava Lounge, which is around on Geneva Street.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And at Film Forum on Thursday at the Film Forum in the Schwartz Center at Cornell.
Yep, mm-hmm. 4:30 College Avenue. Yeah, right there in College Town. And it starts at 7:30 p.m.
Both nights.
Both nights. Yeah.
Great. All right. Godfrey, thanks very much.
Hey, thank you, man.
All right.